Some of you may recognise this sound. But I doubt if you'll be able to recognise the taste unless you've been to Buckden or in the surrounding areas and tasted a beer from Draycott Brewery. I tell you what, I stumbled upon them the other day in a fine wine place, the Smiling Grape in St Neots, and I had the porter, which I was blown away in. Dark, 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 delicious beer, but light enough for you to have as many as you wanted until you fell over. This is the Buckden Bronze Bitter, and I'm stood with the man who made it. I mean, awesome. It's even more delicious, if that's possible. This is your top seller.
It is. Thank you. It's I'll probably sell about 8 times more of this than the other beers at the moment. But I've just bought out a new Ruby Bitter, which may take over from this one.
Really?
You'll get to try that later.
And it's not even out?
It's not even out yet.
Have you made the label yet?
It's not even got a label. It hasn't even been had the tasting notes done by camera for it yet. It is brand new.
Explorations into beer.
A stronger bitter, 4.6, so it's a stronger bitter than this one. But
I'm glad sure I came on the push bike, yeah. I'll use green transport to get here because you're not that far away. Now, Draycott Brewery, that's after your name, John Draycott. Yes. And whereabouts can people get hold of this beer? Let's get an advertisement in there and out of the way.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can obviously www.draycottbrewery.co.uk is where you can get it locally from myself. I will deliver. I basically do a milk round at weekends, drop the beer off, and when you place another order, I'll come and collect the empties, give you 20p back on your empties, and I'll see you deliver your new beers. You can get it in the Smiling Grape, as mentioned earlier, in the Marriott in Huntingdon, in the Marriott at Peterborough. And that's basically it around here at the moment.
So how many beers do you make a month?
I make about 900 pints a month is a sort of production rate at the moment.
How many do you get to drink yourself?
Very few. Far too busy, but I do get to taste. I do definitely taste every batch.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's, you know, when friends come round, we get a few of them down, and it does go down. It's quite a quaffable pint, all of them actually. So they do.
You look pretty healthy. I had this vision of what a brewer should look like, but I guess they're not all drinking too much of their own produce.
No. It all depends, isn't it? I suppose we haven't got anybody working for us, so I have to do it all.
Fair enough. So was this just kind of a hobby that got out of hand? Or?
No, I mean, I set it up as a business from the start. I used to make a bit of wine, and I've done the odd homebrew kit. But, you know, homebrew kit is nothing like making the real stuff at the end of the day. So, yeah, no, I set it up as a business. It was just a few drinks with mates in the pub one night. And I said, I wouldn't mind doing a microbrewery. And they said, well, go for it. So
I've seen microbreweries bigger than this, though. Would this be a microbrewery?
Yeah, this is very much a microbrewery. It's only a one-barrel plant, in effect. But because I do 3 brews in a day, which is a 22-hour brew day, I do 3 brews. So, in effect, it's a 3-barrel plant.
You do it in the one day because you just want to get all of that nightmare sterilisation and the cleanliness part of it all out of the way in the one batch.
Very much so, because out of that 22 hours, probably 7 hours of that is sterilising. So, and the other good thing is I can do 3 different beers in one day if I wanted to, which is, for each brew I can do a different beer.
Great. So, and this is just as much a labour of love as it is a business, because you do have another job, which I guess may pay the mortgage.
Yes. At the moment I'm working full-time, but I am planning to go part-time on the day job.
Day job. And you don't necessarily, even though you could survive quite happily if you went full-time making beer, think that might take the fun out of it?
Oh, yeah, very much so. I like diversifying. That's why I've got the other business at the Shelley's as well. I like doing my engineering job. I like doing this. You have to be an engineer because you have to build the kit yourself. So it's up until now, it's been very much an engineering type role, building the business up.
Now, there's people listening to this making their own beer. There might even be microbreweries out there listening to this going, I've tasted that. It's amazing. How does he do it? Give us a secret. How do you get a camera on your side, for example? Because not all microbreweries are accredited by camera, are they?
No, they're not. And it was just a decision. I basically joined camera. I was a member of camera anyway. And I read about the bottled real ales that they try to promote. And so I thought I'd ring up and contact them. And it's been very good for me, extremely good. The local camera society in this area is superb. They help me out. They get me into the beer festivals so I can get the beer out on the streets. People get to taste it. And also they promote it in their local magazine.
Is there a bit of snobbery between cask real ale and bottled real ale?
Bottled real ale is still very much the new boy on the block, I would say. But drinking at home is forever becoming more popular. And therefore, the beer sales, bottled beer sales, are getting more popular.
Would someone say it's in a bottle, it's not real ale, real ale?
Oh, no, it's definitely exactly the same stuff at the end of the day. Cask-conditioned beers means that they second ferment in the cask. Mine are bottle-conditioned beers, which means they second ferment in the bottle. No difference.
So when you expand, will you stay bottle-conditioned?
Yeah, my intention is to stay bottle-conditioned. I would like to expand to a certain degree, but I'm happy doing handcrafted beers between myself and my wife. That is my part of my selling point, and I want to stay. Just a medium-sized brewery would be fine for me.
What's your wife's role in this?
You hear the saying of chief bottle washer. She's definitely the chief bottle washer and steriliser. She does a lot of the sales over the phone for me. She does all the labelling. Because I work full-time, there's no way can I do all of it.
Yeah.
So she does a lot of that donkey work in a way.
Yeah.
The one thing I do is the brew. The brew day is me on my own doing that. But everything else we share, delivery, etc.
Got any festivals on the horizon you're going to be at?
Yeah, I've just done Ely, which was 2 weeks ago, which went very well. Superb beer festival. I'm doing St. Neot's Beer Festival in March, and later in the year we'll be doing St. Ives for definite. And, you know, there's always others on the horizon. There's possibly Peterborough, Cambridge beer festivals. And a lot of these beer festivals now, a lot of them do a winter one and a summer one. So, you know, you can get some of my darker beers perhaps in the winter and some of my lighter beers for the summer beer festival.
And you can make beer all year round. There's not a seasonal thing going on here.
No. All year round. In fact, my busiest time is just before Christmas. I'm brewing every other weekend before Christmas to get the stock up for Christmas.
But people could quite happily buy now for next Christmas because your beer keeps a year or so?
Yeah, it's anywhere between 9 months and a year is the sell-by date on the beers.
Nice. And we're just about to now have a go, have a taste, have an experience of something that isn't even out there. I'm quite excited about that. I've never had a first timer on a not unreleased, apart from around your mate's house when you pretend it's nice and it's not. I'm excited about this. What goes into this particular beer you were going to try soon?
Well, it's a bit of a story. Well, not much of a story about this, but I was going to do a brew about a month ago now, and it was going to be some porter. And I realised that I'd run out of the hops that go specifically into the porter. And I thought, well, do I put other hops in there? But I thought, well, no, it's not going to be the porter that I make. So what do I do? Well, I've made a lot of pale ale. I've got plenty of pale ale. So I thought, well, I'll create another beer. So to add to the repertoire, really, I wanted a stronger bitter and a darker bitter. So I've now produced a ruby bitter, which also comes in with ties in nicely with the Huntingdonshire camera. It's their ruby anniversary this year. So at the beer festival next month in St. Neots, I'll be launching it there as this new ruby bitter, which is a 4.6, so somewhat stronger than the others. But yeah, I think it'll slot in nicely with the beers that I make.
And in your beers, it's just beer, isn't it? There's no additives, nothing.
No additives at all. All we've got is water, yeast, hops and malt. And that is it.
How can people not fall in love with this kind of beer? How can you put that pint glass down right now? What is in it? I was going to say foreign muck then, but we make crappy beer over here just as much as anybody else makes crappy beer. I love the idea of local. I love the idea of knowing what's in it. I love the idea of hearing the backstory and how passionate you are about what you're doing and how you're always trying to dial down any miles that exist. If I'm going anywhere and you've got a delivery, let me know. I'll bung it in the car with me and take it there. Yeah, fantastic story. Thanks very much. You're still standing here. I thought you were going to get that beer.
Oh, yes. Go and get it now.